This is how we discuss the sunnahs of going to bed at night, the etiquettes, the sunnahs, and the habits of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we come to the section of the different du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had before going to sleep. The surahs we discussed, so Tabarak, Waqiyah, Sajda, the last few ayats of Surah Al-Hashr, and then the last few ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah. So there are many du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had did before falling off to sleep. It is quite in detail. We will just go through these du'as, some of them. Whatever we can grasp of them or we can learn, some we know already, then we can just add on a few more, inshallah. The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as invocations, du'as at time, at bedtime are concerned. The sunnah du'as at the time of sleeping. The Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed him to read the following du'a after performing wudu. He also mentioned the sunnah before going to bed is to make wudu. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commanded Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read the following du'a after performing wudu and whilst lying down on his right side in the bed. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa fawattu amri ilayk wa alja'tu dhahri ilayk raghbatan wa rahbatan ilayk la malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta wa bi nabiyika alladhi arsalta. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that if he passed away after reciting this dua, he will pass away on the natural way, ala al-fitra, meaning he will die as a Muslim upon Islam. This is the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. The other narrations also that this dua was the last dua from amongst all these duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read before going to bed. This is to be the last dua that he used to read before falling asleep. And the person who recited, and then by the fadl, karam, kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will pass away upon fitrah, upon Islam. The Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any person proceeds to his bed, he should dust it thoroughly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to use the corner of his lungi, he should dust the bed. As he does not know if any harmful creature is hiding therein. Thereafter he should recite the following dua. Bismika Rabbi wada'atu jambi, wa bika arfa'uhu, in amsakta farhamha, wa in arsaltaha fahfazha bima tahfazu bihi ibadaka as-sadiqin. The Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the following dua and the many more, which are quite lengthy duas inshallah. But the first two are quite sufficient for us to at least learn these two. Person reads it, he will pass away upon fitrah. The common dua we all learned in Maktab also is a riwayat of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to sleep, whenever he wanted to sleep, this we can read Khaylullah time also. Now after Ishraq, we'll take some rest, then we can read this dua also. So at least the sunnah will become alive. Usually we find, or we think that this dua is only for nighttime sleeping, whenever it is. So the riwayat of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read the following dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, I live and die with your name. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to sleep, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would place his right hand beneath the right cheek and read the following dua, Allahumma qini adabaka yawma taba'athu ibadak. The very short duas, we can read them. And alhamdulillah, you will find even our little kids that go to madrasa, maktab, they learn these du'as. It all comes in their syllabus, tasheel, etc. But they learn these du'as. So we should encourage them to read it and remind them of the du'as, and also we learn these du'as. Allahumma qini adabaka yawma taba'atu ibadaka, wa Allah, save me from your chastisement, adabaka, from your punishment, on the day you resurrect your servants. Riwayat of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read the following dua when he retired to bed. Alhamdulillahi ladhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya lahu. Alhamdulillahi ladhi at'amana wa saqana. That we know that dua we read after we partake of meals. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. Then this is for sleeping, wa kafana wa awana fa kam mimman la kafiya lahu wa la mu'wiya lahu. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has fed us, at'amana wa saqana, and gave us to drink, wa kafana, and who has sufficed for us, wa awana, how many are there? We have no one to provide for them or to grant them refuge. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us a refuge and a roof above our heads. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the following dua at that time. Allahumma bismika rabbi wada'atu jambi faghfir dhambi. Allahumma bismika rabbi wada'atu jambi faghfir dhambi. O Allah, with your name I place my side. I place my side on my bed. O my Lord, forgive my sins. Abu Dhar, Abu Zuhr al-Anmari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the following dua at bedtime. And some of these du'as we'll find, my dear brothers, part of our ma'mulat is munajat-e-maqbool. Munajat-e-maqbool, in the beginning, yes, you understand it's a bit difficult, the words, because it's new to us. But as the brothers begin to read it, at least three du'as a day, three du'as, and you begin to get accustomed to it. But these du'as come there also. اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي واخسع شيطاني وفك رهاني وثقل ميزاني واجعلني في الندي الأعلى. Allah, forgive my sins, disgrace my devil, disgrace my devil. Every person is born, and after his birth, one shaitan, one devil is assigned to him to lead him astray, and there's one good angel to inspire him to do good. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by Aisha radiallahu anha, O Nabi of Allah, do you also have a shaitan appointed to you? He said, yes, I also have one. But my shaitan, I gave you da'wat and accepted Islam. Grant me deliverance from hell, make my scales of good deeds weightier, and place me in the elevated ranks in the hereafter. There are many more du'as. End of the day, my dear brothers, you have to learn and continue learning, and including these du'as, inshallah, in our ma'amulat before we go to bed. As you can find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life was based upon du'as and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is quite a few pages in regards to the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The du'a of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He should recite the following dua at bedtime. Bismillah, wa fi sabilillah, wa ala millati rasulillah. Bismillah, wa fi sabilillah, wa ala millati rasulillah. That I sleep taking the name of Allah, while being the path of Allah, and falling off to sleep while adhering to the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful dua. Bismillah, wa fi sabilillah, wa ala millati rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there are other du'as also. When a person is to wake up in the middle of the night, there are du'as to be read. Then these du'as are also quite lengthy. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. We are doing this kitab just for us to understand that there's plenty that we still have to learn. There's plenty that we still have to learn. We can make ta'alim at home. At least once in a lifetime, we can come across these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we know with online shopping, the amount of emphasis, and we'll be asked, haven't you been online, haven't you seen this, haven't you seen that, and we feel now, send me the website, send me the link. If only we get the same message, then send me the PDF when you read it. But the links, quickly we'll share the links, 50% discount. Allah is prepared to give them 50%, 1,000 months. The month of Ramadan and even more than that. Then dua men returning to bed after performing salah, their duas, they also, person performed the hajjud, came back to bed. And dua men changing sides also, there's dua for that. They look towards the sky and read this dua. And Abdullah bin Abbas narrates that after a portion of the night passed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam awoke, came outside and read the following verses: Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, the riwayat of Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma relates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read the above verse till the completion of the surah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Another narration reports that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام looked towards the sky while he's reading the portion between ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. Allah says, entire universe and كون we haven't created in vain. Till إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Then for those that have a problem falling off to sleep, insomnia, yeah, duas for insomnia also, if a person cannot get sleep, what to read at that time? Here also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us a dua. As Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when he complained to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam about having sleepless nights, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam instructed him to read the following dua: Allahumma gharatin nujum wa hadatil uyun wa anta hayyun qayyum لا تأخذك سنة ولا نوم يا حي يا قيوم اهدى عيني وأنم عيني. Oh Allah, the stars have set and eyes have become tranquil, and you are eternally alive, and you are the sustainer of everything. Neither slumber nor sleep overcomes you. Grant me a peaceful night and allow my eyes to rest. What a beautiful dua. Person has insomnia, then he's got no excuse not to learn this dua. Because if he doesn't learn this dua, then at that time what is he going to do? Carry on looking. Better he looks at the dua, inshallah. Better make a copy, stick it to the ceiling, inshallah, and he can read the dua. And inshallah, the barakah of the dua, before he can finish it, he'll fall asleep, inshallah. Certain narrations report that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also instructed Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu to read the following dua when experiencing difficulty in falling off to sleep. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi ta'amati min ghadabihi wa min shari ibadihi wa min hamazati shayateen wa ayyahdurun. I seek refuge to the complete words of protection of Allah from His anger, His evil servants, and from the whisperings of the devils and their advancing towards me. The other narrations also, when a person becomes afraid at night, what to read then? The similar dua to be read when a person becomes afraid at night. So Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a certain Sahabi radiallahu anhu complained to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about becoming afraid in his sleep. Happens to children also. They have sleepless nights, they get scared. I don't know what's troubling them, so we can teach them these du'as. Don't do a copy, put it at the bedside, stick it on the wall, so they can read it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam instructed him to read, Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. Simple du'a. Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. Pure is He, the King, the one who is free of blemishes, the Lord of the angels and Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam. Tomorrow we'll begin, inshallah, the discussion on the du'as to be recited upon awakening, inshallah. We can recite our Yasin Sharif now, thereafter we'll do our morning du'as, inshallah. We can take our green kitabs, inshallah, and prepare for Yasin Sharif. Come, Hafiz Ruh. Come sit here.